nominated for 11 BAFTA Awards, including Best Picture, Best Director Jacques Audiard, and Best Actress Carla Sofia Gascon, and winner of 4 Golden Globe Awards, including Best Supporting Actress Zoe Saldana and Best Picture. Time magazine calls it an exuberant ode to human possibility. Emilia Perez, back in cinemas now and on Netflix.
Whatever your goal is, you'll find all the electricals you'll need to succeed at AO. Whether you're stepping into wellness, getting smart about saving energy, or just want to refresh old appliances, we've got all you'll need from brands like Hotpoint, Beko and Ninja. Plus a range of ways to pay, including AO Finance. No wonder we're the UK's most trusted electrical retailer. Shop now at AO.com. To verify most trusted, visit AO.com/trust.
This Saturday, the £15 million Lotto jackpot must be won, or thousands of you will win a share of the prize. But who will it be? Maybe someone bowling, like Les, who is pretty sure his lane's wonky. Or Ellie, who has never bowled at... Get in, Ellie! Today is your lucky day. Lotto, will you be next? Play on app. The National Lottery. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
The Škoda Kamiq SE Edition, our agile city SUV. Now with upgraded features as standard. Cruise control, standard. Keyless start, standard. Dual zone climate control, standard. Electric windows, folding mirrors, adjustable front seats with lumbar support. Standard, standard, standard. The Škoda Kamiq SE Edition with 0% APR on solutions PCP. There's standard and there's standard. Visit your local Škoda retailer today. Indemnities may be required. Maximum 24-month term. Škoda Finance.
Keep things smooth by making the move to Universal Credit. It won't be automatic, so look out for your letter telling you what you need to do and when. Ignoring it could even stop your payments. But don't worry, there's loads of support available, like a dedicated phone line, independent advice, and financial protection to help with your move. To find out more, visit gov.uk/UCMove. Eligibility criteria apply.
Radio X. News update next.
At Tesco Mobile, your club card unlocks exclusive phone deals, like the iPhone 16 built for Apple Intelligence for just £39.99 a month with club card prices, saving you a massive £198. And that's not all. Unlock frozen prices and no EU roaming fees until the end of your contract. It pays to be connected. Search Tesco Mobile. Every little helps.
Ends 23rd of March. Club card and 36-month credit agreement required. Club card price frozen includes no EU roaming fees for minimum contract period. Terms at tescomobile.com/terms.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
2 minutes past eight, here's Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom, the ban on XL bully dogs in England and Wales is said to be placing a huge financial burden on policing. The National Police Chiefs Council say 4,500 banned breeds were seized last year. Superintendent Paddy O'Hara says it's costing a fortune.
In 2018, we were spending around about £4 million seizing and kennelling dangerous dogs. This year, our projections are that that will increase to £25 million.
In other news this morning, dozens of people appear to have died in a crush in northern India. It happened at the Kumbh Festival, which is held every 12 years and attracts millions. The Chancellor will unveil Labour's plans to grow the UK economy this morning. Rachel Reeves is expected to announce a raft of measures, including expanding Heathrow, Luton and Gatwick airports. But aviation expert and the economist Dr. Alex Chapman doesn't see how this will grow it.
This is about sending UK residents overseas on holiday. That's not particularly useful for growth because they're taking their money that they could have otherwise spent in the UK in our own domestic tourism industry, and they're spending it in other economies.
And Idris Elba says young people in London's gangs are not big and scary, they're just finding their feet. The actor, who spent a year exploring gangs and knife crime for a new documentary, also believes society has turned its back on them.
Sport.
2023 winners Manchester City need a victory in their final Champions League group match tonight, or they'll fail to reach the knockout stages.
Of course, it will be not good, but I'm not thinking about that right now. No. So I know for all the people concerned about what's going to happen to qualify, I appreciate it, your concern, and all of you to don't qualify, but I'm thinking we're going to do it.
Pep Guardiola's side are at home to Club Bruges tonight. Liverpool have already secured their place in the last 16 ahead of their trip to PSV Eindhoven. Arsenal, who've all but joined them as top eight finishers, will play Girona tonight. And Aston Villa and Celtic, they play each other in Birmingham. Villa at home to Celtic, and they're heading for the playoffs.
Sorry, I don't understand. Can you explain that to me again? It wasn't very clear.
Aston Villa play Celtic at Villa Park. That's all you need to know.
That wasn't that difficult.
Not why really.
Why did he struggle?
I don't know. I was being stupid. I was just being an idiot.
Okay.
The most important thing is Manchester City need to win tonight.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, otherwise they're out.
Okay.
That's it. That's what I'm going to say.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts at the right price to winterproof your vehicle.
It's going to be very wet for Scotland and the far south of England today. Dry and sunny in the middle, though. Temperatures eventually getting up to 9 degrees.
What's that noise?
From Global's newsroom for Radio 8.
Lasers.
I'm Dominic Byrne.
Got some lasers on the end.
You got lasers? Wow. I've not done weather with lasers before.
Weather with lasers with Dominic Byrne. Whatever the weather.
Yes.
Oh. Now, what was it? Is it a Chinese New Year?
What, today?
Well,
is it? I don't know.
Did anybody else have fireworks going off all night last night?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
No, I didn't.
Somebody's getting a wheelie bin shoved through their window by me today.
It is today. Lunar New Year 2025 falls. Oh, no, that's... Hang on. January 29th.
So there's a few fireworks went off last in the evening yesterday. Yeah, that's fine. But when you've got, like... We've got a little cat, so obviously you always just a bit conscious when you've got a pet when fireworks going off. Anyway, I get into bed. I went to bed early, well, before Tiff. Then Tiff gets into bed. I'm just dozing off.
And I'm like, should be windy again.
Come on. No, there's fireworks. There's fireworks going off.
Hate alarms.
And it was about just after 10:30.
Right. That's quite late.
I've got to be up early. I'm up a 4:45. I just start dozing off again. It's like trying to get to sleep in war-torn insert name of place.
Exactly.
Where it would sound like that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's 10:45. Jack it in now. That'll do. Whatever it is. Just dozing off.
No.
Gosh. 10:55. 11:05 again. I'm like, shut up! Do it at like 7:00. Get it over with. God's sake.
Yeah, that's late, isn't it?
But also, it wasn't even midnight. It was like 10:45, 10:11, 11:05.
But you're right, it is Chinese New Year. And it's the year of the snake.
You know the phrase, I'm going to shove a rocket up someone's...
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to shove a Catherine wheel up there.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Anyway, the time is 8:07. Good morning to you from the Chris Moyle Show.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Right, still to come today. So we've got you sending in your Ask Us Anything messages. We've got told you about James's new podcast.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's really Chelsea's, but James is trying to push himself to the front of the cover photo.
Passports, please.
Passports, please, available now. You can download that from Global Player and laugh at James.
That's it.
She's messaged you as well.
What?
Oh, Chelsea has just
messaged me. Where?
Fourth one down at the moment.
What, on our text?
Good morning, Chelsea.
Is it actually her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chris, it's Chelsea, listening back from the tarmac at Luton. I hope she's flying or she's escaped.
She's working on the road.
She's not escaped. She's not working at the airport in Mexico.
Go catch her, James. Leg it.
Forrest Gump style.
Just so you know, I unequivocally prefer you to James. If you ever fancy coming to do a £100 holiday with me, just shout.
Oh, now.
No.
Now that would be fun.
Unless you can get Necker Island for £100.
Oh, yeah.
And I will absolutely go with you and be your holiday partner.
If anyone can do that, Chelsea probably could.
Yeah. Maldives, that sounds good, but Tiff would want to come to that as well. But I'm quite happy to fork up the £200 for me and Tiff to go to all-inclusive in the Maldives.
That would be all right, wouldn't it?
I tell you what, if you can sort that, Chelsea, I'll even cover your £100 costs.
Wow.
And I'll pay the £300 for myself, you and my girlfriend Tiff to go on a strange but enjoyable holiday together in the Maldives or Necker Island.
Maldives for £300. Yeah. Wouldn't that? There's your challenge, Chelsea.
Yeah, there you are.
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
So still to come, David Coulthard is going to be on the show just after 8:30 this morning.
Yeah.
And also, we're going to have a good chat with him. And also this.
copier.
No.
The parrot emoji. Two basketball emojis. One curling stone emoji. A handbag emoji. And a rumored night in a hotel.
Oh.
He doesn't know that.
Dan Walker stars in a classic love affair. Coming to a coffee shop near you.
Yes. Who did that? Was that your idea, Captain?
I don't think it just appeared. Just it just dropped.
Probably Dan Walker's idea.
Just a new movie trailer.
Right. Stand right in the script.
That was an advert.
Yeah.
So
I had to take an ad break.
Everybody, grab your popcorn and let's find out what happened. Pippa went for a coffee with Dan Walker.
Yeah.
Oh no! Oh, sorry, that was the wrong one. With Dan Walker yesterday. How was it?
It was a coffee with a colleague in our coffee shop at work, and it was lovely.
Nice.
Okay.
All
right.
Yeah.
But what happened?
Well, we.
Where's my blooming neck?
Where's Bates? Where's Simon Bates gone?
Hello.
Simon can't face it.
That is a shame.
Hello. Forget it.
I've changed it.
Hey, Simon.
I'm Simon Bates.
Oh, good.
Whenever you buy or rent a video, you need to be sure of what you're about to watch. This story is rated 18, as in 18 minutes of having a coffee with Dan Walker before I can make my excuses and leave. Let's go to Pippa to find out what happened.
Well, I met him in the coffee area. He'd already bought me a coffee, which was lovely.
Oh, how did he know what kind of coffee you liked?
Because he messaged me.
Because he stalks you.
A cold one.
No, you just messaged.
Yeah.
What, cold? No, just a hot latte.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I bet it was.
Did he put an emoji after that? Do you want a coffee?
No, I don't think he did,
Badminton
actually.
Racket.
How many kisses?
No, he didn't. He just said, I'm in the queue. What would you like?
All right. Where did he go straight to the front of the queue and
That's good.
I'm Dan Walker.
Well, he's Dan Walker.
Football focus.
Two coffees, please.
That's it.
Yeah, what does he sent a load of photos.
Of what?
You can't just... Hang on. Let's reverse.
Is this friend Richard?
He just said, what's your drink, Pippa? I'm in the queue. That's it.
What's diddler-dur? What's that mean?
So, I went to the coffee shop.
Yeah.
And I saw Dan. He was talking to a lady from Make Some Noise.
I bet he was.
Ooh. Yeah.
He's really trying hard now to speak to women, isn't he?
Yeah.
And I came over and took a coffee. Then we explained. Well, no, Dan explained to the lady why we were meeting.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry, Pip.
Long story short.
Yeah.
We had a lovely cup of coffee.
Oh.
And were you playing footsie?
No.
Okay.
No, we had a hug.
Oh, that's nice.
How long did that last?
Just a hug's length.
Yeah.
A minute.
They're your hugs, James. Perv.
James got thrown under the bus there.
That's offensive, perv.
But what did he talk about? What did he say? What did he say that made you so upset?
You know, we had a few... Well, first of all, we had a few people pass by to stop and say hello.
Oh.
Yeah, to check.
Well, you were the talk of the town.
So it was about four different people who stopped, and then Dan would say to everyone, we're making up.
Right, okay. Out.
Chappers walked past, we had a chat with him.
Chappers was in...
Gabby Logan walked past, we had a chat with her.
Oh, that's lovely.
What's that dynamic like? Like Chappers, Dan Walker, is there any rivalry there?
I didn't sense any. They all seemed very chummy and pally.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Good.
And how did you find it generally, the whole thing?
Very comfortable and lovely. He's a very, very nice chap.
Well,
very
good.
Apologetic. I did quiz him about the photocopier incident.
And did he admit that he hates women?
Did he not?
He doesn't. No, he doesn't.
No, just that. All right, sorry, not all women, but most women.
Some women
think they should be back in the kitchen.
No, he didn't say that. We established that my voice is probably on a level that he can't quite hear properly.
Oh, I'm sorry. How far away is the photocopier from your desk? Isn't it the same distance that we are now?
Yeah, at most, yeah.
So he didn't...
Hi, Dan!
But he would have seen you, though.
Well, I mean, I was sat right there, but he did...
Right.
It sounds to me like he's talking a load of old rubbish.
Yeah, I agree, Simon.
He didn't say which photocopier I had to explain to him where I sat in the Radio X office, but I did say I'm like the Radio X receptionist. You can't miss me when you walk in. I'm right in front
Right
of
in
you.
Front, yeah, That's true.
Well, should we hear what Dan Walker has to say about it?
Okay, sure.
Dan?
Hi, Pippa. It's Dan Walker here. Just wanted to say thanks for the coffee date. It was great. I had a great time. That trick you did with the two egg cups was really impressive. How you got them to stay on there, I don't know.
What?
Anyway, let's do it again sometime. Basketball, cactus, unicorn.
Oh, that's lovely.
He's had a little voice transplant.
Well, that's his off-air voice.
Yeah, that's his real voice.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it?
That's how he talks.
But what was it? But what did he say that got you so emotional or upset?
Were you emotional?
I didn't get emotional.
I heard you were... somebody said to me they saw you having coffee.
Yes.
And you look like you're upset.
Who said that?
I can't.
Yeah.
It's not. It wouldn't be fair.
But I don't remember crying. Unless I've got a bad memory,
They sent me a video of it.
Did they now? Okay.
I think we can put it on the screen here. Mm. We don't have any audio, unfortunately,
what
Pippa.
What is that? What?
But if you...
Oh.
So there you are there, and let's have a look. And you're crying.
Why are you crying?
Why are you, Pippa?
You're in bed.
Oh, Pippa, you look so upset.
Jesus, it's not me.
You are. And that's a genuine video. It's not a Snapchat filter with the crying face.
No,
it's that, not. Look. Oh, look.
You're in pieces.
Oh, no.
James, you pig.
No. That's nothing to do with me.
Is that you, Chris?
What?
This is you and Dan Walker.
I can't believe you were sneaking around in the coffee shop.
No. There's another video here. Let's have a little look. And...
Why are you so sad?
Oh, look at your... Oh, no. Oh, you're trying to drink through the sadness.
We will share this video at some point, I'm sure.
It's nothing sad at all.
I wish the viewers could see this, and they probably might if we put the video out. But...
Yeah.
Any more videos?
Yeah.
Send more, James.
I think James said in one of the videos, you can actually see tears.
Really?
You can actually see tears on
people's face. It's a shame that you were so upset.
Because I haven't been that upset about it, so I can't remember why I would have been so upset. I was crying.
Yeah. Well, it's overwhelming, isn't it?
It must be.
You sort of forget how you feel about stuff sometimes.
You have to spot up, it's overwhelming.
We just sat in the office. Don't look at me.
What?
Oh, do you know, was it awkward? No, not at all.
Right.
Not at all.
We had a lovely little chat.
Yeah.
He apologised.
Mm-hmm.
He was worried.
And he said he didn't hear you. Oh, well, look, there you are. Look, you can actually see.
The tears, aren't
on the
they?
Screen, you can see the tears. Oh, no. Oh, is that, were you waiting for a tissue?
Yeah, I think so.
I think that was...
Or is that him? I can't.
Oh, James. I think that
tears
was...
on both cheeks.
I must have been telling him about the booby mug, because I did quiz him on that as well.
Oh, Pip.
So I walked out of engineering with a booby mug, and he still ignored me.
Oh, he looks so forlorn.
Did you ask him why he hates women?
No. Well, I think...
that's something he has to deal with in his own time,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, so.
That's
a long journey.
Did you even mention the Trick Awards?
Because
that was the entire point. We want to win a Trick Award.
Wasn't the entire point.
Well, not for Dan, it was for us.
We went through Emoji Gate. We talked through choices of emojis.
Yeah.
God.
I mentioned that I nearly chose an umbrella, but it was too phallic shaped.
Did you show him that this is the emoji for Let It Go Now, Dan? Did you show him that one? That's the emoji for... We've got to stop it with the emojis now.
Mm.
See this stop button here? That's the one for you.
Yeah. So how's it been left? Another coffee, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, no, they're probably going to move in together.
Oh, I imagine.
Or maybe a little dirty weekend in Brighton.
Yeah.
Yeah. When's your next?
We're not having another coffee. It was a lovely little chat amongst colleagues.
When you said goodbye and he gave you a hug, did he give you a little pat on the bottom?
No, he didn't.
Oh, no, that's good.
That's good.
You can say.
We did take a couple of photos.
Where was
Have you? Can you share those?
Well, down the alleyway and down the side of the Odeon.
I look like a competition winner.
Right.
Oh, I saw one of them actually. You look lovely. You both look lovely. You'd obviously recovered from the trauma of the coffee.
Yeah, I'd stopped crying at that point, weirdly. Yeah.
Yeah.
and it was very nice, very lovely.
Yeah,
lovely man.
So you're up for doing it again, is what you're saying?
Pretty much. Sounds like it.
I won't rule out a coffee, you know, because he's a nice man.
That's it.
Just like I'd go for coffee with any of you guys.
This story ends with a happy ending. As Pippa has said that she is more than happy to meet Dan again than Walker for another hot date. And it's a love story of, sure, complications.
Sure.
And way too many emojis. But I think Dan has certainly turned a corner with his views of women. And moving forward,
he's always like women.
I think the four of them could be very happy together.
I look like, it looks like it's my best day in the whole life, my whole life.
It probably was.
I think maybe the tables have turned, and now Pippa is the one pushing this. Let's call it friendship.
No, yeah. Just a little further. No, just lovely coffee. That's it. It's fine. James, what are you doing?
James is
lovely. Oh, it's a collaborative post on Instagram.
What, between Dan and Pippa?
Yeah, that's so long, isn't it?
Already one coffee in, and they're doing joint Instagram posts.
That's a normal thing to do, to collaborate.
I'm about to be sick in my own mouth. We will keep an eye on this story for you.
That's it.
As this romance
chapter's closed.
There was one final thing in this romance.
Oh, really?
And that is what the future holds. And only time will tell. But there's one song that will always show their love. And it's their song that we share now.
Thank you.
great song, Captain Crapbeard?
Because it's by the Foo Fighters and Taylor Hawkins drumming some of the best you'll ever hear in the world.
Yeah. Mm-mm. There you go. Yeah, absolutely right. Well, there you go. That was the story of Pippa and Dan Walker. They've had a coffee, and as they say, the rest is history.
That's it.
That's it. Oh, it's... what?
What's wrong?
Relentless. James, that is definitely you. Stop denying stuff.
What's up?
James has...
What's he done, Pip?
Photoshopped.
That's the photo we just had on the screen of you two.
James has photoshopped me and Dan in wedding outfits. Oh. He's hilarious.
Oh, I thought that's what you were... I thought that's what you were wearing yesterday. He's in a tux, uncomfortably so. Yeah. And you're in a lovely wedding dress. You look lovely.
Me a lovely cleavage there, James.
Yeah.
Again.
Well, the camera never lies, Pip.
You look smashing in that.
Is that why you...
smashing?
Is that why you were hugging at the end? You got...
It's like you're like smuggling Right Said Fred into the building.
Yeah. Is that Pearl? Am I wearing pearls?
Well... What a date.
I didn't know what you said about date, the wedding though. Day.
Well, there you are.
Thank you.
I'm almost speechless.
Yeah, we should send that to Dan immediately.
Really? Yeah. Just a normal coffee.
That's just two... Do you know what that is? That's just two people hanging out.
And whatever you do, literally. Yeah, Duncan Goodhue and your brother. An up-to-date reference there.
Very.
Right.
Yeah. Too sexy this coffee.
It's just lovely to see. That's what it is. That's why we're giddy. Happy. We're just happy for you.
Now, whatever you do, do not post that on the Radio X Instagram.
Oh, no.
During the next song.
No.
Do not post that on the Radio X stories for every single listener to go and have a look at.
That, okay? would be unprofessional.
That would be, actually.
It looks like we've got married at Global.
Ashley would love that. Ashley would love that. And he'd even let you have the reception in the building, as long as you probably paid some kind of fee. Well, Stephen, Ashley would let you do it. And the Steve would come in and go, yeah, it's going to cost about $200,000. So there you are. This is the Radio X Record of the Week. It is Mr. Sam Fender.
Oh, maybe you can do anything that you want.
diddle doo 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 doo. And if I was that, if back in the day, that's what I would have done. I'd have queued back up Sam Fender's new song, which is called Arm's Length, and we all love Sam Fender.
Yeah, he's great.
But I would have got Johnny Kidd and the Pirates with Shaking All Over, and I would have played the two songs together.
Right.
But those days are behind me.
Do you think?
Yeah. Anyway, that's Sam Fender's new song we've made at the Radio X Record of the Week. It's called Arm's Length. And it's the Radio X Record of the Week, which is lovely.
It is good, isn't it?
But they are two
different.
I want you to know
that
they are two very, very different songs.
Thank you.
You've got Sam Fender, which is Arm's Length. And then you've got Johnny Kidd and the Pirates with Shaking All Over. Two very different songs.
Very different. Yeah, you're right to point that out, actually, the difference.
All right, let's play a game now, shall we, very quickly. I'm going to play you a song. You have to tell me, is it Sam Fender or is it Johnny Kidd and the Pirates? Mm. Here we go.
Sounds like Sam Fender.
That is Sam Fender. Yeah. And then this one?
That's Johnny.
Correct. Well done. Yeah.
You win the board.
That's Johnny.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the Škoda Kodiaq. Now available as a plug-in hybrid.
Radio X.
Hi, I'm George, a water quality sampler for Thames Water. In this leafy suburban street, you'll find world-class drinking water. And also here, in this high-rise in the heart of the city centre. And here, in this row of Victorian terrace houses. And in fact, everywhere in the Thames Water area. We carry out over 500,000 quality tests a year, including in homes like yours, to give everyone the same high-quality drinking water. Search water quality. Thames Water. Quality on tap for everyone.
Keep things smooth by making the move to Universal Credit. It won't be automatic, so look out for your letter telling you what you need to do and when. Ignoring it could even stop your payments. But don't worry, there's loads of support available, like a dedicated phone line, independent advice, and financial protection to help with your move. To find out more, visit gov.uk/UCMove. Eligibility criteria apply.
Whatever your goal is, you'll find all the electricals you'll need to succeed at AO. Whether you're stepping into wellness, getting smart about saving energy, or just want to refresh old appliances, we've got all you'll need from brands like Hotpoint, Beko and Ninja. Plus a range of ways to pay, including AO Finance. No wonder we're the UK's most trusted electrical retailer. Shop now at AO.com. To verify most trusted, visit AO.com/trust.
We're cracking out the Cuthbert cake here at Aldi.
You can't match this.
To celebrate 4 years as Which Cheapest Supermarket.
You can't match this.
So if you want a slice of everyday amazing value, there's only one supermarket where every price is an Aldi price. Visit aldi.co.uk/awards for more.
The Škoda Kamiq SE Edition, our agile city SUV, now with upgraded features as standard. Cruise control, standard. Keyless start, standard. Dual zone climate control, standard. Electric windows, folding mirrors, adjustable front seats with lumbar support. Standard, standard, standard. The Škoda Kamiq SE Edition with 0% APR on solutions PCP. There's standard and there's standard. Visit your local Škoda retailer today. Indemnities may be required. Maximum 24-month term. Škoda Finance.
Throw a red carpet down the drive, rope off your front gate and tip off the paparazzi. Because with People's Postcode Lottery, you could have a VIP, a very important postcode. In our February draws, players in the winning postcode will each win £12,000 every month for 12 months, plus £10,000 towards the holiday of a lifetime. For you and your neighbours' chance to win, sign up before midnight on the 31st of January. PPL manage lotteries on behalf of Good Causes. 18 plus, conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Moylesy! On today's 4 till 7 thing, Rickshaw War. We back the authorities. Plus, radio's shortest running, lowest scoring, least engaging, civic-based true or false challenge, the Pet Town Quiz, and more interlocking pack and stack shenanigans.
Let's dance a late.
The 4 till 7 thing, from 4 till 7. That's a thing!
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
Perfect timing. Flawless execution.
two and a half turns. Darren Jones, you're a pro with that spanner.
Thank you, Tom Daly. Your boiler's all fixed now, mate.
Oh, you legend. You save bath time.
No problem.
No heating or hot water? Contact British Gas before 11 a.m. and we're committed to being there same day, whether you're a customer or not. T's and C's apply. Based on 2024 data, 80% of customers receive this service.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With Skoda. Grab life by the car keys.
The Chris Moyle Show.
I didn't play the top of hour jingle that you lovingly made for the 8 o'clock hour, Captain.
That's okay.
And I don't like not playing it, so I'm going to play it now.
Oh, well, that's very nice.
I'm
going to
play it. He works so hard, Dominic, making the top of hours.
Absolutely.
So we're calling this the into the second half of this hour.
Radio X. Coming up. More fun and laughter, and plenty more laughter and fun. Our podcast that we record in the pub for charity, The Pubcast, will be available for you to download in T-minus 5 days. Plus, we'll be switching gear as we chat to F1 man David Coulthard just after 8:30 this morning. Strap in, folks, because we're putting the pedal to the metal right here on Radio X.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Wasn't really worth it in the end, was it?
But it was made.
Yeah, but it was made.
Thank you.
Thanks for your honesty, though.
No,
it was a bit like a coffee with Dan Walker. All the build up and the hype, and then you just left afterwards feeling a little bit weird.
Yeah. But it's a taste in the mouth.
Sorry?
Like coffee.
David Coulthard is going to be on this show. Well, hopefully after the next song, he's not coming in. I don't know where he is. He's on. He'll be on the screen, but I don't know if he's at home or driving.
Could
or
be driving. That'd be great. Yeah. Driving around Silverstone.
Hi, Chris. How are you? We'll speak to David. Fingers crossed. After Kings of Leon.
Looking down at all.
Leon, Use Somebody on Radio X.
I've been roaming around, always looking down at all I see.
Wow! Look at his face light up.
Yeah.
Let's say good morning to David Coulthard. Morning, David.
Good morning to you. The reason it lit up is because that's one of the old school engine noises from the past.
In the good, old days.
I'm going to be honest. I love Formula One, but I'm not a Formula One engine sounding nerd. That to me is, that's just... I couldn't tell you what it is. It's just a fast car.
It's a V10. Nowadays, they're a little bit quieter because, I say, we've got, I think, about 30% hybrid energy, because you really wanted to know that, going to 50% in 2026.
Whoa.
But it's going to be noisier in 26 as well. So.
Oh, good. Such an iconic sound.
Is that the same?
That's the same one, I think. That's okay, a V10 as well.
That's a V10.
Right.
What's that then?
Jesus, that could be somebody's Mark II Escort modified.
Okay. How about this one?
Zoom, zoom.
That's your drunk buddy phoning you at night.
Yeah.
We've got this one.
Well, we do not like to know what happens at home. So
exactly right.
Leave that one.
Well, they do behind closed doors.
So, the Autosport and BRDC Young Driver of the Year Awards, it's happening tonight. It's going to be announced this evening. The Young Driver will be announced this evening at the London at the Autosport Awards. You can see who the winner is by following Autosport on Instagram at Autosport. Now, I'm fascinated by this, and I've got lots of questions for you. Have you ever won the Young Driver Award?
I did, indeed. Once upon a time, I was a young driver back in 1990. But the great thing is when I won it, so I was the first winner of that award. And, you know, Autosport magazine has been the backbone of our industry. That's, you know, back where I grew up in Scotland, it was issued on a Monday, but it took until Wednesday to get to me. So, you know, there wasn't the internet and things like that. So it was the Bible of your information. So when I won it, because it was the first year, they just basically gave it to me as a winning young driver. Nowadays, there's a very stringent competition, which if it's almost like a race championship in itself to decide who's going to be the young driver. So basically what I'm saying is, it definitely defines talent more today than it did back then.
Right. So there's four nominees for Young Driver of the Year. Now, I've not heard of any of these people, but that doesn't mean anything. But it does give me loads of questions. The eldest is 18, the youngest is 16. Now, one of these four, all of these four, none of these four could make it to Formula One.
Yeah.
Because the journey to get to be an F1 driver, you've got to go through a lot. You've got to be racing a long time. And there's money involved as well, isn't it? It's very difficult to get into a Formula One car.
Yeah, great summary. There are 20 seats out of thousands of, you know, tens of thousands of hopefuls around the world who set off in karting. You know, when I started, it was 11 years old, and it was a very, let's say, a much more simple journey towards getting into cars, and it was a much more affordable first step. Nowadays, and I'm experiencing this as a father, you know, I've got a 16-year-old son who will enter cars this year.
Right.
And, you know, we're talking hundreds of, in terms of funding to do your first year. When I did my first year, and this, I think it cost $35,000 in my first year of racing, which is still a huge amount of money.
Yeah, yeah.
So the inflation index has not linked from 1989 to where we are today, because motorsport has grown as a business from Formula One down. So the triangle, or the pyramid, if you like, of motorsport opportunities is much bigger, but of course that's driven up costs as well. So it is a tough journey, but nobody's forced into it. There's a passion for getting into karting in the same way that anyone might get into soccer, football, you know, whatever we call it nowadays. And the very best will be able to present their skills to the talent coaches. And even then, sometimes, and I'm sure you know and have interviewed and or seen people yourself that were brilliant, but somehow didn't make it to the tippity top because something distracted them or they got an injury or whatever life threw at them.
Well, you watch Formula One and I constantly remind myself, you're watching arguably the best drivers on planet Earth for that sport. And there is really nothing between them, nothing between any of the drivers. It's wafer thin, you know, and when you look at the qualifying or whatever, and you see fractions of a second between drivers, and it just shows you how tight it is. So to get there, you've got to be the best of the best, continue to be the best of the best, keep being the best of the best, and also be in the right place at the right time, and also have the finances to get you there. It's a hell of a slog, isn't it? And I guess that's why you end up with a kitchen like yours.
Yeah, well, I wish this was my kitchen, but I was moderately successful, and I would definitely didn't fall into the category of being the best of the best, but I clearly was good enough to enter the sport, given great support from the mainly British teams. You know, Sir Frank Williams gave me my opportunity in the same way he gave Damon Hill, Jenson Button, Nigel Mansell came in via Lotus, but he won his world championship at Williams. You know, we've got so much to shout about in the UK. If we were American, everybody would know how brilliant we are at designing racing cars. And we've had a lot of brilliant drivers and a number of world champions, but we're British, so we tend to be a bit more reserved about, you know, I think there's only three of the Formula One teams. Yeah, but I don't know why I say them. I know there's only three of the Formula One teams that aren't based in the UK.
Yeah.
We are the Silicon Valley of engineering and design and build of fast race cars.
Are you going to be at the awards tonight? I guess you are.
I will be at the awards. That's one of the reasons I'm over in the UK for a couple of days. And I'm looking forward to it because, one, there's a number of people from my generation that I'll be able to catch up with. And then I get the first time to see some of the young drivers that are coming up. You know, I'm traveling the world with Formula One, so I'm not going to all of the various grassroots levels of motorsport, but there's lots of young talent there. And I'm curious to see who's going to be the winner tonight. And They will do so in front of the likes of Christian Horner and, you know, various other F1 team principals. So famously, Lewis Hamilton, when he won it, I think 8 or 9 years old, walked up to Ron Dennis, who ran McLaren at the time, and asked him for his autograph and phone number because he wanted to drive for McLaren. Fast forward, you know, 10 years or whatever it was, he was a Formula One driver for McLaren.
Incredible.
That is great, isn't it? It's such a lovely thing. So for the untrained, obviously you're Formula One. Does it literally go down F1, F2, F3, F4, and then that's the route?
Yeah, we keep it simple in motor racing. In many ways, in terms of sports people, we are the goldfish of the sporting world because we go around the track or around the bowl and we go, well, that was fun, and we do it again and we do it again and we do it 60 odd times. So we have Formula 1, 2, 3, 4. There isn't a Formula 5 at the moment, but they'll probably invent that.
Yeah, probably. So you've got the four nominees tonight. You've got British F4 champion. You've got you've got two F4 champions. And you've got a Formula 3 driver and a GB3 champion as well. And they're all, as I say, they're all different ages. Freddie Slater is 16 years old and is Italian F4 champion. You've got Deegan, who is the British F4 champion. He's 18. So it's fascinating to see what's going to happen with these four all good drivers who are nominated tonight for the Young Driver of the Year Awards. Autosport on Instagram if you want to find out more. And I know you've got to go, otherwise I could bore you with so many questions about Formula One.
Yeah,
I have so many. So you know, maybe just ahead of the next season, maybe come back on and come in and we'll just give you loads of questions. But one final thing before I let you go, and thanks for coming on. We got a lovely text earlier this morning when I said you're going to be on the show from Martin, and Martin said, I once broke into David Coulthard's car at Thruxton Race Circuit after his girlfriend left with his car keys.
No recollection of that.
He said this was back in his days in Formula 3, and he was with West Surrey Racing. I remember how shocked he was at how quickly and easily a bunch of semi-drunk mechanics were able to get into his car.
Well, I'm going to question if that's true, because back in Formula 3, nobody knew me, and therefore I didn't have a girlfriend. Somehow it became easier to get a girlfriend when I got to Formula 1. Why is that?
I don't know. It is a funny one, isn't it?
Flaw in your story there, Martin.
Well, work on that for later. Listen, I know you're going to go, so thank you very much for being on, and as I said, come in and another time, and we'll just absolutely rinse your brain with loads of F1 stuff. And
we'd love to.
Love to see you, David. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris. All of us.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. David Coulthard. Yeah. There we go. I'll play it one more time. Here we go. David.
Better stop moving like you're running out of time. The realization coming over your mind that it should be a kind of, if you could just find the answer, you know it could be a kind of, if you're just a wee bit less of a male than half of the time. This is the beginning of the rest of your life. You better start grafting, cause you're running out of time. The roof is on fire, it's raining outside, but it should be a kind of, if you could just find the answer, you know it could be a kind of, if you're just a wee bit less of a male than half of the time. Because the hardest part of the game isn't even playing the game, it's caring enough to care about the things that you're doing. Oh, and so we cry and shame. You're running out of time. The river's on fire, it's raining outside, but it should be a kind of, if you can just find the answer, you know it could be a kind of, if you're just a wee bit less of a male than half of the time. It's no easy, they tell you that it's hard, they tell you it's impossible to mend a broken heart. The lead rover a tragedy, pretending that it's art. It's hard to see the finish when you don't know where to start. I could write a stanza and put you in a song, detail all the times when you were right and I was wrong. Flashbacks to the only place I felt like I belong. You'll never be a king when you're acting like a pawn. This part of the game isn't even playing the game, it's caring enough to care about playing the game. Oh, it's only crying shame. Here comes rain.
not David Coulthard singing, it's of course Jerry Cinnamon there. There he goes.
Are we mates with David Coulthard now?
Yeah.
Excellent.
These are all our listeners doing.
Quite good, actually.
They're impressive.
One of those is very good.
Yeah, if you're interested in that tonight, the it's the Young Driver of the Year, the Autosport Awards tonight. So there you are. And David Coulthard, there he is.
Great. What a lovely man.
Nice man.
So that's the main award. It's the biggest motorsports award in the UK, the Autosport Awards. And the main award of the night is who will win the Young Driver of the Year award. The prize is two things. And both things are brilliant. And it shows your dedication to the sport. If you could only choose one of them, which one would you choose?
Right.
Now, I'm going to ask you which one you would like.
Okay.
Imagine you were up for Young Driver of the Year.
Yes.
Currently in your position now, which doesn't make sense, obviously.
Okay. I'm just, yeah.
If you win tonight.
Yes.
It's £200,000.
Oh, lovely. Thanks.
Or an F1 test.
Oh, I'd take the money. I would take
and
the
money. And that is why you'll never be a Formula 1
exactly.
driver.
And they, I imagine every single one of them would take the F1.
Well, it's both. It's £200,000 and an F1 test.
That's awesome.
Previous winners of this have included, obviously, David, who was the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Jenson Button won it. Lando Norris won it.
Yeah.
So there's four names tonight. This is Degan Fairclough, Avrid Lindblad, who was the Formula 3 racer.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Lewis Sharp, who's the GB3 champion, and Freddie Slater. One of those four names could be a household name within 4 or 5 years.
No favouritism, but Freddie Slater is an awesome name.
It is a good name.
For an F1 driver, and it's Freddie Slater on the inside. Isn't that great?
And Rhys Owen could be winning this.
Yes.
In three, four, five years.
Yeah. What's Rhys now? Is he?
He's very fast with karts.
Very fast.
Anyway, so there you go. Thanks to David for being on. Right, got to take a break. Don's got your news next.
The Chris Miles Show.
It's almost 9 o'clock.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the Skoda Kodiaq. Jump into electric with the plug-in hybrid.
Radio X.
Ready to make moves? Whether you're looking to commit or want to keep it casual, you'll find more ways to move with better. Hit the gym, take a dip in the pool, or find your groove in a fitness class. With no contract memberships and over 240 locations across the UK, finding your fit has never been this flexible. Make your move at better.org.uk.
Mwah. When it's lunch o'clock, I just eat the tortilla naked burrito bowl.
Oh, I didn't know you could get those.
There's a lot you don't know, dear.
Well, I know that shirt's not coming back into fashion anytime soon.
Touché.
Get tortilla, Subway, Pret, and more delivered. For lunch and everything else.
Did somebody say Just Eat?
Charges apply. Check available restaurants in your area and opening times on justeat.co.uk for details.
Keep things smooth by making the move to Universal Credit. It won't be automatic, so look out for your letter telling you what you need to do and when. Ignoring it could even stop your payments. But don't worry, there's loads of support available, like a dedicated phone line, independent advice, and financial protection to help with your move. To find out more, visit gov.uk/UCMove. Eligibility criteria apply.
We're cracking out the Cuthbert cake here at Aldi.
You can't match this.
To celebrate 4 years as Which Cheapest Supermarket.
You can't match this.
So if you want a slice of everyday amazing value, there's only one supermarket where every price is an Aldi price. Visit aldi.co.uk/awards for more.
You could be one of the millions of UK drivers who may be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, you may have been unfairly charged hidden commission payments. My Claim Group can help you check, even if you can't remember.